At an event tomorrow, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order to begin dismantling the Department of Education. CBS's Gabrielle Ake has more.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Fields says the move will empower parents, states, and communities to take control to improve outcomes for all students. The White House also told CBS the EO will ensure uninterrupted delivery of services, programs, and benefits, and department responsibilities such as Title I, student loans, and students with disabilities, also known as IEDA, will not be impacted. Gabrielle Ake, CBS News, The White House.
Blizzard conditions hit portions of the Great Plains in Midwest. Truck driver Tim Nicola delivers furniture in Gretna, Nebraska, or tried to today.
Pretty scary. I've been driving 24 years, and that's the first I ever thought I was going to have to actually roll over.
A band from southwestern Kansas up to central Wisconsin is expecting to see as little as 2 inches of snow or as much as a foot. The potential for wildfires is strong from Texas up to central Missouri. And portions of Illinois and Indiana have already had tornado watches and warnings. A jury finds Greenpeace must pay a Texas-based pipeline company nearly $667 million in damages for the environmental advocacy group's role in protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. The verdict included damages for defamation, trespassing, and conspiracy. Greenpeace attorney Deepa Padmanabha.
There was evidence in this case that really should have never entered for the jury to consider. For example, the Greenpeace entities as an advocacy organization, we have engaged in a lot of First Amendment protected activity.
Texas has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. Midwife Maria Rojas and her associate were arrested for violating that state law. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports.
Rojas is still in jail. Her bond is set at $700,000. Both of the charges against her are felonies. The abortion charge is punishable by up to 20 years in prison, and there are potential civil penalties as well. The attorney general is also asking for a restraining order. He wants to close her three clinics.
If you're planning to visit to New York City, Metro cards to get around town will soon be a thing of the past.
The MTA started installing Omni, a contactless fare payment system, back in 2019, allowing riders to pay with a cell phone, smartwatch, or credit card. MTA Chair Jana Lieber.
Goodbye, MetroCard. You served us well, but it's time to retire you to the Transit Museum to spend many happy days with your old friend, Mr. Token.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Women's sports are getting richer. CBS's Michael Wallace has the latest numbers.
Here comes Clark. How will she go for history?
A new report from Deloitte predicts global revenues from women's sports will rise to $2.35 billion this year. That would be a 54% increase from last year. Women's basketball and soccer make up most of the revenues.
Kat Macario gets her first goal for the U.S. in almost 3 years.
Deloitte says women's sports have proven their value. Now they need to work on building a lasting legacy of success. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A thief who swiped a golden toilet from an English palace has been convicted of burglary along with an accomplice who helped cash in on the spoils of the 18-carat work of art valued at more than $6 million. A third man was acquitted of conspiracy. The 18-carat gold fully functioning toilet was never recovered and is believed to have been cut up and sold. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meeting
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Wind advisory tonight for gusts above 40 miles an hour. Some rain and snow mix this evening. All snow overnight. Accumulations up to an inch. A low in the upper 20s. Any flurries end tomorrow morning. The wind dies down and it clears out. High upper 30s. Currently it's 37.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Again, catch us if you can. time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
We have
treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Opie lives in a very bad part of town.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair. Got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump is set to sign an executive order tomorrow to start dismantling the Department of Education. KPHO-TV's Michaela Castillo reports members of the Arizona Education Association have hosted a walk-in.
Down public schools!
Dozens of educators marched at the state capitol, demanding that lawmakers do more to protect public schools in Arizona. Following President Trump's announcement earlier this month that he plans to cut nearly half of the employees at the Department of Education and may even close the department entirely.
I hear, you know, that we might lose feeding our students for free, and we might lose funding for our students with differing abilities.
After 5 hours of deliberations, a jury finds Amy Bach and Salim Saeed guilty on all counts in the Feeding Our Future fraud case. Reporter Taylor Rivera in Minneapolis.
Prosecutors say Bach was the ringleader in the plot that took in over $250 million during the pandemic, while her accomplice Saeed set up multiple fake food companies to front the scheme.
The money was stolen from a program meant to feed children in need. A wild weather mix with wildfires possible from Texas up to central Missouri, possible tornadoes in the Midwest, and as meteorologist Craig Allen reports,
this is bringing snow and heavy amounts of snow with blizzard conditions across much of the upper plains and upper Midwest. Norfolk, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Sioux City on up to Rochester, Minnesota.
At 19 airports from Guam to here in Chicago, United Airlines flight attendants have been picketing as contract talks between their union and the airline appear to be nearing an end after 4 years with some progress reported. Workers are asking for double-digit pay increases as well as job security and retirement improvements. From Olé to Oh No in Mexico City, CBS's Adrian Bard explains.
This new law prohibits injuring or killing bulls for sport. It was passed almost unanimously with the backing of Mexico's president. It does not totally ban bullfights, which lawmakers said was important for local commerce near the famous Plaza Mexico, the world's largest bullfighting arena.
Environmental advocacy group Greenpeace is ordered to pay more than $660 million in damages and defamation to a fossil fuel company over Standing Rock protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Greenpeace USA's interim executive director says you can't bankrupt a movement, and they plan to appeal. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Do you enjoy fatty foods, sweets, and alcohol? Who doesn't? Unfortunately, all those things put a lot of pressure on our liver. That's why pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutritional expert Sherry Torkos recommends Active Liver from New Nordic.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to keep your liver healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Mikey Madison, Jack Black, and John Hamm are next up to host Saturday Night Live during the final stretch of the show's 50th season. Less than a month after winning the Best Actress Oscar for Anora, Madison is set to make her SNL hosting debut on March 29th. A woman pleads guilty to mailing drugs to prison. CBS's Matt Piper on how she did it.
Maya McIntosh, feds say, manufactured, distributed, and possessed with intent to distribute a synthetic cannabinoid. She made it into a liquid form and then sprayed and soaked it into copy paper and business envelopes, selling them on social media for people to buy them to send to inmates at New York State correctional facilities. Prosecutors say McIntosh labeled the envelopes as if they had come from attorneys. The 33-year-old from Albany has now pleaded guilty and faces decades in prison. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Doobie Brothers have a packed 2025, a European tour that leads to a North American one, a new album, and inclusion in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind advisory continues through the overnight thanks to gusty north winds up around 45 miles per hour. Rain and snow chances will eventually come to an end. Total accumulation staying under an inch. Lows in the mid and upper 20s. Sunshine will return Thursday. Currently 35 degrees.